Podmoth. And welcome back to The Future is Bright? Question mark. I am Lindsay.
I'm Bridget.
And we were on a good track where we were like, oh, we're early. And then we sat and bullshitted for like an hour.
An hour?
We watched TikToks for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Well, all good and fun. Investigative TikToks.
Journalists.
Journalists. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So.
All for the greater good.
Right. Exactly. You know. Being those friends that we are.
Yeah.
To who we need to be friends to. I don't know. I just don't make sense. Now I'm tired, so now good luck, now we're Chuck, fucked. On this episode. Yeah. Because...
Did you say good luck, Chuck?
Yeah, is that a thing?
I don't know, but I like it.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so the reason why I'm tired is because I went to work a half hour early today, which I know, not anything crazy, but whatever. And I also didn't have coffee this morning.
Oh, that's fucking... That's why. That's a mistake.
It was so bad that my boss literally asked me if I was tired because I kept yawning. And I was like, no. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I kind of am. And then she, like, went up and got coffee, and I was like, oh, that's why I'm not... That's why I'm tired.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. So we are running on fumes, but that's okay.
Have you ever been to Monster Golf?
I have, yes.
We're going tomorrow.
How exciting. You know where I really want to go?
Where?
The Pixar putt-putt golf.
Me too, in the city?
Yeah. I fucking bring that up to Ronnie every fucking, like, maybe 3 weeks. And he's like, yeah, I'll think about it.
We should go.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, great.
Ever since it fucking opened, I wanted to go.
Yeah. And they extended it into November. Did they? Yeah.
So when does it close?
I don't know, because I think it's supposed to be closed before Christmas.
I want to do it so bad.
So let's go.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
I should look it up. I've been telling Ronnie, but he doesn't want to go. So.
It's cute. It looks really cute.
It looks so fun.
Yeah.
But I love Monster Mini Golf. What a cute little date.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then we might be going to the movies, too.
To see what?
Eternals.
Sorry. Is that a Marvel movie?
The new Marvel movie, yeah.
I think Ronnie liked that movie. I think he saw it.
Fucking your goddamn boyfriend's reviews
on... Don't you love them?
Dude, they get me every time.
He actually just created... I had two people ask me yesterday for him to create Instagram highlights.
Uh-huh.
So he created Instagram highlights.
Dude, they...
It took me down memory lane and actually made me cry. Because our first date was on there.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the round views and I cried because...
Honestly, low-key, like, I trust him with all of...
Yeah, he does really good. That movie he saw yesterday, it was, like, a scary movie. He said it was, like, really, really good.
Yeah, I will base all of my movie knowledge off of him from now on. My favorite thing is that it's just, like, good.
Yeah.
It gets me every time.
So I guess we should preface
bad.
This. Right. My boyfriend does Ron views. His name is Ronnie.
Perfect, by
so,
the way.
Right. So he'll go to see a movie, and then he'll put up an Instagram picture, and it says... Like, it's a picture of him in the theater, and it says, Ron view of, and then the movie. And then when he finishes the movie, he puts a selfie of either him thumbs up or thumbs down, based off of what he thought the movie was.
And there's just one word on the screen. It'll just say, good. Yeah. Or bad.
With a thumbs up or thumbs down. It's so funny.
Like, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Like, we need to, like...
Ron view.
That's it.
He literally was like, why are people asking you to make that a highlight? I was like, I don't know, but, you, like, literally two people asked me.
It's absolutely genius. I'm not even gonna lie.
And a lot of people ask me about it. Like, Aaron, my sister's, well, now her fiancé.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
But he texted me once and was like, did Ronnie really give that one a thumbs down? And I was so like, funny. And he, like, thinks about it deeply. So,
it's so good.
You should see that. Let me see if it's in... You can keep talking, but I'll see if it's in his Ron view currently.
What? Oh, Eternals?
Eternals.
Yeah, let me know.
Oh. Okay. Ronnie.
Ron view.
I'll show you the one from our first date, too.
Oh, yeah. What movie did you see?
Um,
don't tell me you don't remember.
No, I do remember. Spies in disguise. Look, like, is this one? This one. He's so stupid. He's so cute. Let me see. Hold on. Sonic. I'm in a few of these. Don't worry. Ron View.
Ron View. It's so good.
Old.
That was a fucking god-awful movie.
Did you see it?
Holy shit.
I told you it was gonna be bad, right?
Yeah. I just didn't expect it to be as bad as it was.
Yeah. No, he didn't see it. He didn't see that one.
Alright.
Well. Or he did see it and it didn't make it in his highlight reel. But, so you'll have to let me know how it is. But that's such an exciting date night.
Yeah, either we're gonna do that or we're gonna come back here and make a blanket fort and watch Black Widow.
That's so cute.
Yeah, because we haven't seen each other in like a week.
I love couples who still do fun things together.
I mean, we have to. Like...
Ronnie. Sorry.
The shade.
No, just kidding. We just went to a comedy show. I can't really tell.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
That was good. It was fun. It was very funny.
Good.
His, you know how his, like, main joke about the Russia? Do you listen to his, like?
Not really.
Okay, never mind. He has, like, this one joke that's, like, an actual true story about the time he went to Russia and, like, robbed a train.
Mm-hmm.
And his actual Russian teacher, who, like, was, like, the true story, was in the crowd. So, like, he, like, brought her on stage.
Oh, that's
and, like,
funny.
So it was pretty cool. But, yeah, it was fun.
I only know the one joke that he does about, a machine. Like, he's a machine. Oh. It's old.
Yeah, old, no, old. I don't. I like him because he does a lot of funny jokes about his family, and that just cracked me up, so.
I can't believe He Who Should Not Be Named was there.
Yeah. It was, you know, I didn't see him, though.
I mean, so. You were at MSG, so.
Right. So, I mean.
I have to get my nails done. I thought that I was going to be able to survive without them, and I absolutely hate
it. Yeah, I'm getting mine done on Saturday.
The worst thing ever.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I, like, need them back.
I'm supposed to go, well, I told my aunt that I'm not working on, I can't work on Saturday because I am going to see my sister, but I'm really just getting my nails done.
Honestly?
So, it's fine. She told me, like, during tax season I would have to work, which is, like, fine. I don't mind about it.
That makes sense, though, I guess.
But, like, so then I was like, oh, I'm available on Sunday, but she's getting, like, she's getting a colonoscopy or some shit.
Ugh.
So, like, she has to prep for it, so she was like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to. I'm like, oh.
You know, I have to get a physical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have to, but I'm getting one in 2 weeks. And they were like, oh, yeah, just don't, like, eat or drink past midnight. Yeah, but, like, I'm gonna pass out.
What time's your appointment?
10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah. When I make my appointments, I make them for, like, 8 a.m., so it's not, like...
those are the earliest they had.
That's annoying.
But I also have had really low blood pressure lately, so it's kind of freaking me out. I took my blood pressure twice the other day, because my mom and dad have, like, the machine.
Yeah.
And it was 96 over 70.
What is it supposed to be?
120 over 80.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I was like, that's concerning. Yeah. But then I took it myself, like, with my own, like, stuff, and I got 106 to, like, 108, which is, like, better, because it could be, like, plus or minus 20 is, like, healthy normally.
Right.
But I was like, that's really low.
Yeah, that is pretty low.
I mean, I usually have, like, low blood pressure. Like, when I was in EMT, like, class, we were practicing taking blood pressure, and this kid was taking my blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Not kid, he's a man. He was, like, 40. But, and he was like, no, like, and he just kept doing it over and over and over again. I was like, bro, my fucking arm hurts. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And then, like, one of the teachers came over, and he was like, why have you taken her blood pressure 9 times now?
Yeah.
He's like, just because, like, it's like, getting, like, a low reading. Like, I'm not, like, I don't think I'm doing it right. And he, like, the guy looks at me and goes, ma'am, do you have low blood pressure? And I said, yeah, usually. And he's like, what do you sit around? I'm like, well, like, 108, 110. Right. And then he just looks back at the kid that was taking my blood pressure and goes, did you fucking ask her if she had low blood pressure? And he was like, no. He was like, what did you get? And he was like, 108. He goes, you're a fucking moron. I just walked away.
Oh my God. That's
but like,
funny.
What, like 96 is like...
really low.
It's low.
Yeah. Is that why you're going to get your physical?
Yeah. I mean, I need to anyway, but like... that just gave me an actual reason to, besides, like, I probably should.
Right.
But.
Ooh, sorry. Yeah. I'm supposed to go to a nutritionist, and I still haven't done it. Because they don't really help, so why?
They're just going to tell you you have to eat better and exercise, right, which, like, just, yeah, no shit.
I need to go to, I'm convinced that I have PCOS, so I need to go to an endocrinologist, because I have a lot of the symptoms, and my sister has it.
Really?
So, yeah, Gina has it. And my main symptom is I keep losing my hair, like, it just falls out.
Mine
so,
too.
That's why I chopped my hair off, because I thought it was just dead.
Oh.
But, whatever. You know, whatever.
Oh, hi! If you're looking for another spooky and funny podcast to add to your rotation, check out Anything Bones, now part of the Podmoth Network.
Hey, Boneheads, I'm Sophie Schwartz.
And I'm Caitlin Hart.
And we are the hosts of Anything Bones, the podcast where we talk about bones and bone-related topics.
Soph, what are bone-related topics?
Thank you for asking, Caitlin. This can be anything from mausoleums to murderers, famous skeletons to cadaver dogs.
Bone churches, mummies, serial killers. You'll hear about them all.
And sometimes we have guests stop by and tell us their favorite bony tales.
Check out Anything Bones on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever your little heart desires.
We release new episodes every Saturday.
Bone voyage.
Anyway.
All right, well, here we go.
All right, let's start, because we're just going to keep talking.
We really are, because now we're both tired, so all we want to do is just talk.
Okay. So, I'm just going to start, because I don't...
Here we go.
Don't have anywhere to go. Okay, so... Okay. So, Christian and Mary Jane Longo met when they were teenagers in Michigan because they were both part of the same Jehovah Witness group.
Okay. Sorry, I know that it's going to turn out bad just by that.
So, they both came from very religious families, but they were, like, born into it. Like,
okay.
They, like, it was their parents.
Right, they're not, like...
They didn't just decide.
Right.
So, the two got married in 1993 when Mary Jane was 25 and Christian was 19.
Wow. See, like, I knew, because when you start out something, like, pointing out their religion, I know that, like, it's gonna be something about, like, their religion, or, like, so that's why I was like, ugh. And then you said the age difference, I was like, ah.
It just gets worse. Like, so, they were basically, like, the perfect couple, and their marriage, like, looked, like, perfect, and, like, he would spoil her with, like, all this shit, like, whatever.
Right.
However, to give Mary Jane the life that was, like, shown, aka, like, she had, like, a gorgeous wedding ring, like, he would always buy her flowers, like, a car, clothes, like, stuff like that, he was basically buying everything off of credit.
Oh.
Because he was 19.
Right.
So, like, where else are we gonna get this money from? Before their first son, Zachary, was even born, he had maxed out all the couple's credit cards.
Jeez.
This also became an issue because Mary Jane stopped working when she had kids.
Right.
And they had three kids about a year apart from each other.
Oh, wow.
So it was Zachary, then Sadie, then Madison.
I like that name, Sadie. Sadie. My cousin's name is Sadie.
Yeah, it's cute. So, basically they had, like, no money.
Right.
So Christian had to get, like, a big boy job.
Okay.
To support his family, and he started working for the New York Times distributing papers.
Oh, I was like, wow, you became a big boy quick.
No, just distributing papers. But still, it was something.
Right.
So, there's the... He kind of formed this, like, obsession with this guy named Michael Finkel.
Okay.
And Michael Finkel was one of the... That's a fun name to say.
It is.
I never said that out loud. Oh, by the way, I'm reading these notes for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you did.
So, I'm learning with the rest of you.
Right.
Because I don't remember this. Right.
I'm looking up images of them because I just have to...
So, Michael was one of the writers for the New York Times, and he basically, like, got to travel the world and, like, write articles and was living, like, a lavish, like, lifestyle.
Right.
And Christian was, like, obsessed with that idea. Okay. So, he, like, studied this guy's articles and, like, he didn't really know how to, like, get to the path that he wanted, but he knew that he wanted that.
Right.
Like, what he had. So at age 25, he decides to quit the Times and start his own construction cleanup business with a few other Jehovah Witness members.
Okay.
So the company kind of, like, took off and, like, really expanded, but that quickly fell because they were having financial trouble due to them, like, growing too fast.
Right, okay.
So he didn't, like, let that be the appearance of the company, right. though.
Okay.
So he was, like, buying, like, jet skis and, like, going on vacation and being like, yo, this company is doing, like, so well. Right. And, like, he convinced, like, everybody that this was, like, such a good company. So much so that his dad invested $10,000 into the company.
Oh, wow.
So, like, he was, like, putting on a right. show.
Like, actually putting money in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn. So, like, a... Wow.
Yeah. So, he was like, oh, like, look at me, I have, like, all this money. Like, meanwhile, his business is falling apart, and he's in severe debt.
Wow.
And he'd been forging checks from clients to pay off minimums on credit card bills.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
What a so, good guy.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. So you'd think, like, if you were going as far as forging checks and, like, for credit card payments, right. you would stop buying things because you're struggling.
Right.
But he was like, no. We're gonna keep this appearance up, even though there's no money to be had.
Right, okay. Which is what most people do.
Yeah. So this became, like really apparent when he needed a new van
mm-hmm.
because one of his cars broke down. So he made a fake driver's license, went to test drive the van, and then just never came back with it.
Wow. I just snorted. That's intense, and he got away with it?
Yeah, so he wow. stole it. And... Like, because he had a fake driver's license.
Right.
But he didn't really get away with it.
Right.
So, he gets caught.
At some point.
Because he stole a car.
Right.
And the license plates were, like, from the dealer. Oh, yeah. So, like, you're
and
just
And he probably
an
didn't think to change it.
No, because why yeah. would you do that?
Okay.
So, he gets caught for stealing a car and for forging checks for over $30,000.
Right.
However, he gets literally zero repercussions for this.
Oh, why?
None. He tells this story of how he's, like, a family man, and he's struggling, and he's just trying to provide for his family.
Yeah, bullshit.
And, like, he fucked up, right. and, like, all this shit. Gets off on probation for 3 years.
That's it?
Nothing.
Shit.
Yeah. So because of this whole situation, he got kicked out of the church.
Of course.
This puts, like, a crazy amount of stress on Mary Jane and the marriage, because the church... is, like, a big part of their life,
right.
and if you get exiled from the church, especially that's the Jehovah's Witness, you're not supposed to, like, talk to the person right. that got exiled. So now it's like, well, do I stay with this guy, or right. do I, like, keep with my okay. faith, basically?
Right, which makes sense.
Right. So, but Mary Jane wanted the best for her kids,
okay,
and she decided to stay with Christian and be on his side,
oh, okay.
because she didn't want her kids to not grow up without a dad.
Okay. Admirable.
Which, like, okay.
Right.
Even worse, though, than, like, this, like, religious, like, mm-hmm. shit, in May of 2000, Mary Jane found emails from Christian to another woman, basically talking about how he wanted to divorce Mary Jane, and how ever since they had kids, that she only pays attention to the kids and doesn't pay attention to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It so...
sucks.
Yeah, so, but again, because of her faith, she was like, well, I can't leave.
Right.
Because that's against my religion to get divorced.
Oh, but she already was exiled, wasn't she?
He was.
She decided to leave
for him.
She left the church, but still
Well,
because
she's still, like...
faith, which makes
yeah,
sense, okay.
Right. Like, you're not just okay. going to throw everything
right,
out
right,
the
right, right, right. Yeah, you believe in that stuff,
right.
yeah.
So she was like, we have to make this worse. So she was basically determined to do everything for him, so right. that he would want to stay with her.
Right. Right, okay.
Which, like, is kind of fucked up, but whatever. So Christian basically thought that it was a good idea for his family to pack up and move so the family could, quote, start over.
Okay.
And they ended up moving to Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
Side note,
mm-hmm.
moving violates his parole.
Oh, shit.
Because you can't leave the state
right.
without parole.
Yeah.
So... this whole thing is, like, really sketchy to, like, start yeah, out with. It gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
And after they moved, there was a warrant put out for his arrest, obviously.
Right.
So they moved right away, and they ended up moving into this warehouse.
Okay.
That Christian tells Mary Jane that they're going to convert into a loft-style home, and that he had already had 6 months of rent paid off.
Oh, damn. Oh, okay.
Wasn't the thing.
Okay.
So, it's hard to, like, renovate a house when you have, like, negative amounts
right.
of money.
I was gonna say, I don't know,
like,
how that works.
You're in, like, the negatives
right.
at this point. So basically the family was living in an empty warehouse with no kitchen, barely any plumbing. They didn't have running water half the time.
Right.
And, like, they don't even have beds. Okay. So, like, living the life.
Right, for real.
So when they moved, Mary Jane was being, like, oddly distant from, like, her family. Not from, like, Christian and the kids, but, like, her family.
Right.
So her family was concerned because she had barely spoken to them. And they knew that there was a warrant out for Christian. So they decided to, like, go to Ohio.
Oh.
And be like, I'm gonna find you. And they literally drove around Ohio until they found her. Like, which is wild.
Yeah.
So they ended up seeing their family dog in the front yard of their home, the warehouse.
Right.
Yeah, the family talked to Mary Jane, and they were basically like, please come, like, back home and, like, maybe not be with this guy that has a warrant out for his arrest, and she refused. So they alerted the cops of where Christian was so that the cops would go to the house. And after the family left, he decided that they needed to pack up and move again.
Oh.
So they went to Oregon this time. And I shouldn't really say they packed up and moved, because they didn't pack anything. They just left.
So they ran.
They left everything at this warehouse. Like, their whole lives at this warehouse.
And why she was okay with it? The wife?
I mean, I don't really think that she was okay with it. We don't really know.
Didn't really have a say.
But, like, I just don't think that she, had a say. And she was, like, willing to try and make this marriage work, so she was gonna do whatever the fuck that she...
Okay, good for her, I guess.
I guess. I mean, it doesn't really end up well.
Well, okay.
But...
R.I.P., I guess.
So, they didn't tell anybody that they were moving.
Right.
They left everything behind, cut off their cell phones... No idea had, like, no one had any idea where they went.
Right, they just ran, basically. Yeah.
So, Mary Jane's family figured out, once the police went there and there was nobody there, that they were, like, gone. Like,
ran again, yeah.
And the family was like, alright, fuck this. We're, like, we're filing a missing persons report.
Right.
So, eventually, after moving, like, motel to motel and fake paying for things, because we're not really paying for things... Christian convinces a manager of a condo complex to let the family move in with no money up front. I don't know how he convinced them.
He must be a good talker.
Yeah, it was, like, said that he was, like, a really, like, charming guy, and he also, like, chalked up, like, the I'm a family man to, like, heightened extent.
Mm-hmm.
So Christian found a part-time job at Starbucks.
Wow.
And he literally told his coworkers at Starbucks that he had, like, an internet business, but took this part-time job because he really liked coffee.
Me.
Like,
what?
What? Like, so why stupid. Is that? Like, that is the dumbest lie. Yeah. Like,
and people believed him. That's what's sad about
it. Yeah. So, Mary Jane's sister got a postcard in the mail in November of 2001 from Mary Jane, and it's like, hey, like, we moved. Like, we'll talk soon.
Right.
And, like, she found, like, the sister found it sketchy because she was like, oh, you can write a postcard, but you can't pick up a phone.
Right, yeah.
Like, so they give the note to the cops, which in turn, because remember there's a missing persons report, was probably a mistake because the cops basically turn around and they're like, hey, she reached out, she made contact, clearly she's not missing. And they close the case.
Oh, shit.
Because
there
was something there.
Right, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, on December 19th, 2001, the body of a young boy was found floating in the waterway in Oregon.
Oh, shit.
And police thought at first that this was, like, a kid that just drowned.
Right.
So, they did a survey of the area and to see if any kids, like, went missing in the area, and none had. So, they then made a sketch of what the boy looked like and put it in the newspaper to try and, like, figure out who this kid was. Yeah. So this lady came forward about this sketch and said that they babysat that child and that it was Zachary Longo.
Oh, no.
So, the lady was like, yeah, I work with his dad, Christian, at Starbucks.
Oh, shit.
And she also recalls that they had a conversation on the 17th of December, the last time that they worked together.
Right.
And she said that Christian basically told her, you don't have to worry about babysitting anymore. Mary Jane is leaving me, and we're getting divorced.
Oh, shit.
And he... What? Oh, and she said that the reason she found it so strange was because up until that point, he portrayed his family as being perfect and his wife as being perfect. Right. And all of a sudden now he's like, we're getting divorced.
Right.
Which is like very random.
Yeah.
So during this time, like literally while this lady is talking to the cops, like as they're having this conversation, a dive team is searching the waterway and they find a body of a little girl.
Okay.
And this poor fucking lady that works at Starbucks was brought to the morgue to the two fucking kids.
Why didn't they just bring the dad in?
I think that they wanted to make sure that it was them first.
Oh.
And she confirmed that it was Zachary and Sadie.
Right. Oh my god.
So at first, the cops thought that when they found Zachary that it could have been, like, a car accident. Right. Which is why that they were searching the waterways to begin with, because they thought maybe a family got into a car accident and, like, a whole family is dead under the water.
Right.
However, when they found Sadie, that changed very quickly, because she was found underwater, but not in a car at the bottom of the waterway. She was found at the bottom of the waterway with a pillowcase full of rocks tied to her ankle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So now they were like, okay, murder. Got it.
Right.
So, there were still three family members that weren't accounted for. Mm-hmm. Christian, Mary Jane, and Madison.
Uh-huh.
So, they developed a whole search team of the water, and they started searching these docks that were by the condo of where the family was staying. Right. So, basically, they were like, alright, family's staying here, bodies found in water, we start by water near condo. Makes the most sense.
Yeah.
So this turned out to be a great plan because on December 27th, so 2 days after Christmas, under the dock, they find two suitcases. One suitcase had the body of Madison, along with clothes and a dumbbell inside.
Oh, God.
Also, by the way, I don't think I mentioned this before, but Zachary was 4, Sadie was 3, and Madison was 1.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it makes it way worse.
Yeah, because they're babies.
Yeah. And the other suitcase had the body of Mary Jane in it. An autopsy of the bodies determined that they were all strangled, and Mary Jane had blunt force trauma to her face.
Oh,
and there are also some reports that say that Zachary and Sadie could have drowned, but they aren't sure. So it's either they strangled or they drowned.
They don't know.
They couldn't, like, tell which one, like, killed them.
Right.
So now they're like, well, where the fuck is Christian? Right. And they thought at first that he was in the water dead too, and that there was a whole family that got murdered.
Right.
But they searched for, like, weeks on end after the family was found, and they came up with nothing. So they were like, okay, he killed his family, got it.
Right.
And they put an a warrant out for his arrest, and he was placed on the FBI's most wanted list.
Okay, well,
and,
makes
like,
sense.
This guy's face was fucking everywhere.
Really?
Like, everywhere.
I don't remember. Well, we were
It was
young.
2001. Yeah. We were 5, and probably this happened, like, around 9/11.
Oh.
Like, right after it, so, like, we were probably still traumatized from that.
Yeah.
So, basically, the FBI was, like, kind of able to track him a little bit.
Right.
So, he had stolen a credit card of a Starbucks customer.
Oh, God.
And was using it every now and again, so they were able to, like, track, like,
where
certain spots.
Right.
And it was, like, he was moving south to Mexico.
Okay. Of course.
Because, you know, that's where you go.
Like, every person.
Correct.
Right.
So, this is, like, crazy shit. Like,
okay. Right.
So, in Cancun, Mexico, someone else sees him. But, like, get this. Okay. So, he wasn't going around as Christian Longo.
Right.
He was going around as Michael Finkel.
Oh, shit.
So he was telling people that he was Michael Finkel from the New York Times.
Right.
That's writing all these articles. Like, he was pretending to be him.
People think he was, like, some famous writer.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So, the fucking way wilder thing than this is that, so the real Michael Finkel, like, the actual person, was in deep shit at this time. Because he had fabricated, like, a really big article and was caught for it.
Right.
And he basically, like, lost his job at the New York Times. And he was going to lose, like, his whole reputation.
Right.
So, one day, a reporter called him. And Michael was like, oh, like, this guy's gonna ask me about this article, like, my life's ruined, whatever. And instead, this reporter asked him, and he was like, oh, like, what do you think about this guy that's being accused of murdering his whole family and using your name?
Right.
And he was like, excuse me?
He had no idea.
No, he didn't know.
Oh, God.
Because he had been, like, hiding because, whatever. So now he's like, oh, fuck that. Nobody gives a shit about my article now.
Right.
And he, like, looked up on Google, like, his name. And the first thing that pops up is that he was associated with Christian and this murder. So this guy was like, thank fucking God he used my name.
Wow, that was his way out.
Because he, like, nobody cared about this article anymore. They only cared that he used, like, so he was like, yo, this is fucking sick. Like, I get off.
Most people would be pissed, but he was like, yeah,
let's go with that. Okay, so yeah, this guy's like, thank fucking God this kid used my name.
Right. Because he got out of it.
Yeah. So Christian's found.
Okay.
Obviously. Arrested. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Brought back to Oregon.
Okay.
Obviously.
Oregon. That...
Oregon. Oregon?
You said Oregon, like origami.
Oh, whatever. Oregon. Oregon.
Same shit.
It's the state. Yeah. That's in the corner by Washington. I know it's by Washington. By
that I don't know, so there you go.
It's by Washington. Okay, so, this other, like, wild thing happens, and it's really the reason why I brought up Michael to begin with.
Right.
Because Christian and Michael became friends.
What?
So they wrote letters back and forth. They had phone calls together, and Michael visited him in jail.
To get a story out of him?
No! Like... just to be like,
oh.
Bro, like, I, like... And so, like, basically, it's whole, like, this bromance that was like, yo, I tried to use your name, but I murdered my whole family, like, thanks, dog. And then they became friends.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really weird. So, Christian, like, maintained his innocence to Michael,
mm-hmm.
but would refuse to tell him what he was doing in the days leading up to his family murder. And honestly, like, we don't know what happened.
Right.
Or
how he even did it, really.
Yeah, and, like, we really, like, won't know, like, for sure, because he maintained his innocence throughout the whole trial. So, the trial started in 2002, and the prosecution told the jury what they think happened gathering evidence.
Right.
So, this is what they think happened. So, Christian definitely worked the 17th, told that lady his weird fucking divorce thing.
Right.
Goes home and has a fight about something with Mary Jane.
Okay.
So they think that the fight resulted in Mary Jane being strangled and killed. And then he strangled Madison and put their bodies in suitcases and brought them to the waterway. And they think that he then strangled Sadie and Zachary and put them in the back of the minivan and drove to the side of a bridge.
Oh.
And it was also reported that he could have taken them alive.
Okay.
Which would support, like, the possible drowning.
Right.
But, like, there's, like,
two
things. We knew it was a bridge, though, that he definitely took, whether dead or alive, he took them there because a man reported pulling over to help Christian on the side of the road because he thought that he was having trouble with his car.
Oh.
So, the man came forward and was able to describe him, like, to a T, describe the car, describe everything. So, it definitely, like, was him.
Mm-hmm.
And stated that Christian was, like, super calm and was like, nah, man, like, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he tied the pillowcases with rocks to their ankles and threw them over the bridge.
What a nice man.
Yeah.
Really loved his kids.
Yeah. So, the prosecution didn't think or say that this all stemmed from, like, one fight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, really? So, it was most likely, like, he was trying to get, like, a new start to his life.
Right, which makes sense, yeah. Didn't want his kids anymore than normal.
Yeah, like a normal family annihilator.
Right, yeah.
And he was, like, having financial trouble, and he was wanted for parole, and, like, they think, and I also think, because this is, like, a common thing.
Right.
That, like, he was in financial trouble. And he was wanted for parole, and in his mind, the only reason that either of those things was happening because of his family. Because they had kids, and then they didn't have any money because they had kids.
Right.
So,
not
that whole thing.
Not his terrible business decisions.
Yeah, no, not him being a shitty person and running his credit card debt through the roof at 19 years old. Definitely the kids' fault.
Right, yeah.
Whatever.
Duh.
Yeah. So, the prosecution had a strong case.
Okay. Obviously.
Obviously. Because, yeah. you know, he killed his whole family. Yeah, did it. But Christian fucking shocks everybody and pleads guilty.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I definitely killed them.
Why?
But only plead guilty to two of the murders.
Oh.
So kids. Now.
Well, he has three kids. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. So now, well, the two kids. Yeah, you'll see.
Right. Okay.
So now, Christian has this whole story of what really happened. Mm-hmm. So.
In his mind. Okay.
Yes. Or, you know, that he made up with his lawyer. But.
Right.
So he says that on the 15th, he and Mary Jane went out to dinner. Okay. And Mary Jane had brought up that she thought things were getting bad.
Okay.
And, she said that she knew about stealing and the checks and the lying and, like, everything.
Right.
So the following night, he says that the two had, like, a hours-long conversation about everything that he'd done. He admitted to everything to her. And she had like, an emotional breakdown and, like, flipped the fuck out, basically.
Right. Okay.
He says that on the 17th, Mary Jane made him go to work because they needed money. So she was like, you gotta go to work. And she dropped him off and then picked him up. So that was, like, a normal thing because they only had one car.
Right, right, right.
So, but when she came back to pick him up, she was the only one in the car, and she was wearing a bathrobe, and the kids weren't with her. Which, like,
they were young,
so,
yeah.
Like, so he said that when they got home, Christian found Madison dead on the bed.
Oh, so he tries to blame it on his dead wife.
And that she had killed Madison.
Okay.
And he lost it and strangled Mary Jane to death. Mm-hmm. And then he said while he was putting Mary Jane in the suitcase, he noticed that Madison was still alive and he strangled her.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, Mary Jane killed the other two kids and thrown them off a bridge during her mental breakdown while I was at work.
Oh. Okay. Wow, way to blame it on your dead wife. Damn.
Yeah. So, like, he, like, said that whole thing out loud and was like, yeah, this is gonna work.
Right. And his attorney was like, yeah, let's do it.
He was really confident. He thought in his head, like, yeah, like, let me say that my wife killed our three kids. Right. Threw two of them off a bridge, and then I came home, and then I found one of them dead, and then, like, I killed her, right.
Killed all three kids, why not put all three in the...
Yeah. But, like, he came home, and then, like, he strangled her, and then, like, the other one wasn't really dead, so then I strangled the other one.
Makes no sense.
Which makes zero
sense. Literally zero sense.
You're gonna... Right. What kind of fucking... What world does it be like, oh, my kid's alive?
Right.
But, like, let me strangle her.
Yeah, no.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, shockingly enough, the defense didn't work.
Oh, obviously.
I know we're all shocked, but didn't work.
Okay.
So he was found guilty of all four murders.
Nice.
And in 2003, he was sentenced to death.
Oh.
And he's currently sitting on death row in Oregon.
Wow.
And he's appealed several times for a new trial because he thought that the trial was unfair.
Okay, but why? Okay.
He's the one that fucking made up this whole story, so I don't really know.
Okay.
And all in all, that's all that I have, so fuck this guy. Thank you, and good night.
Wow, I don't remember if I've ever heard that one
It was
before.
A Crime Junkies episode.
It was? Yeah. It sounded kind of familiar, but not really. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't really know it. I, like, looked up, like, Family Annihilators.
Oh, I'm so glad that that's what you think about.
Because why not?
Damn.
And,
He popped up.
And he popped up, and I was like, oh, like, this is, like, okay, like, whatever. And then I went through, and then once I got to the part where he made up the story about his wife killing the kids, I was like, oh, I know this case. I was like, this is familiar.
That's absolutely insane.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, sure, put the fucking blame on your dead wife.
What the fuck?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is a little wild.
But yeah, so he killed his whole family, and he's sitting on death row, and he should die.
Right, and he probably will soon, because...
Well, he could be on death row for the rest of his
life. That's true, he could be. Well, that is a lot for
Somebody should throw him off a bridge.
Is today a Tuesday?
It is.
Somebody should throw him off a bridge. That should be
With
the
rocks
way he
tied
dies.
To his.
Yeah.
I'm fully on board with, like, stoning coming back into, like...
Oh, my God.
Listen, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. If you had this guy in front of you, you're going to tell me you're not going to throw a rock at his head?
No, I probably would.
Exactly.
Don't fuck with Bridget. That's all I got to say. God
only
damn.
If you, like, murder your whole family.
Well, yeah.
If you, like, steal from a Walmart, I'm not going to stone you today.
Right, yeah, but... no, we don't deserve that. But, I mean, that's... Yeah, that was a pretty...
Yeah.
That was a hard case. That really messed me up because the little girl named Sadie.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And, like, 4, 3, and 1.
Yeah.
Like...
And they probably... They, like... They see their dad as this innocent person. No matter what. No matter what was going on. Like, if his wife did find out what he was doing wrong or, like...
Yeah.
And that caused strain, your kids are still gonna see you as daddy. Like...
Yeah.
So that's just so
sad. And you
sad.
Threw two of them off the bridge and put one
right.
on them. The other part that got me, that I was... Like... Madison in the suitcase, like, there was a dumbbell in there, which just means that
she wasn't
like big enough to weigh down the suitcase.
That's
by herself.
So sad.
Isn't that the, like,
I would cry. I think about crying a lot. Like,
that's like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay, well, after all that sad news, why don't you follow us on Instagram?
FIB Podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Futures Bright Podcast.
Send us a Gmail.
Futuresbrightpod@gmail.com.
Are your fish hungry?
No, but that one looks dead.
Yeah, why are they laying like that?
No, probably because the water's off, so there's literally zero water flow, so if they don't move, they don't move.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, sorry, I just ended it on that. I was just curious as to why they're all floating to the top.
Yeah, no, because if they don't move themselves, they're not moving because there's no water flow right now.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's all we got for you guys this week.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.